Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, and then talk about it. On certain occasions, I will be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may or may have not seen this movie before. From there, we'll do our review about the movie, what we liked and what we didn't like, with a little information about the film, its stars, director, and other fun facts. With our reviews on the film, we hope that they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself and you can form your own opinions from there. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us again, and happy Halloween. Halloween, everybody, of 2025. Another year has come for the spooky season that lies within us all. Hope you had a fun-filled Halloween, everyone, whether it be you were home giving out candy or out trick-or-treating, or maybe doing neither of them, just kicking back and watching a spooky movie or listening to some spooky music. Whatever your choice was, we hope you had a fun-filled time doing it. Now, we're visiting the video store because we need a movie to watch on Halloween. And what better way to enjoy Halloween, everybody, than a classic, a staple when it comes to films for Halloween. It's actually not a full-length film, but it's a short. It's an animated short. Most of you might be familiar with it. A little film called It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Yes, of course, the 1966 TV movie, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Classic, iconic movie, animated short, if you call it, to watch every single holiday season. A lot of fun. If you haven't seen it, then it is a must watch from the collection. Of course, you have to have this either on VHS or DVD. My first copy of this came to me as a VHS, and it has been upgraded since to a DVD. Little backstory of the synopsis of it. The Peanut Gang celebrates Halloween with while Linus waits for the Great Pumpkin to arrive at the Pumpkin Patch. And all this fun-filled adventure ensues as the little short film goes on. Like I said, it's only 25 minutes long, so it is an easy sit-down watch, especially if you have younger children, that they may not be so easily distracted. They could go see and watch this movie with you. Like I did with my son for his first Halloween, where he can actually remember things and I could actually experience things with him. We watched It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. We have a tradition at my house where after we go trick-or-treating, we come back to the house, we do homemade pizzas, have hot chocolate, and watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And he enjoyed it. From what I can tell, he enjoyed it. Little synopsis about the short itself. The Peanuts gang getting ready to celebrate Halloween. Linus, as always, wants to get his pumpkin patch ready for the return of the Great Pumpkin. Whereas he tells Sally, Charlie Brown's sister, Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, flies through the air, and gives gifts to all the good children who go to the pumpkin patch. More or less, the Great Pumpkin is the Santa of Halloween. Now, they do mention Santa in this, but it's in a fun way. It's a lot of fun. It continues on where the rest of the Peanuts gang gets ready to go trick-or-treating and then a Halloween party at Violet's house. And, of course, Charlie Brown gets the business where he receives an invitation to Violet's party. Then Lucy's like, there were two invitations. There were two lists, Charlie Brown, one to invite and one not to invite. And he must have been put on the wrong list. And, you know, of course, Charlie Brown feels the brunt of that comment, but he continues on. Anyway, they prepare for trick-or-treating. Snoopy goes as a World War I flying ace, and then he has his whole little segment where he's on his doghouse, and he's flying through the countryside and shooting down different planes, stuff like that. Then he runs across the French countryside. It's a little fun segment that Snoopy has in his imagination. After the kids go trick-or-treating, or while they're going trick-or-treating, I should say, Lucy, Linus's sister, asks for an extra piece of candy for Linus because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the Great Pumpkin as they tell the houses they go to. And she gets embarrassed that she has to ask for an extra piece of candy for Linus. And unfortunately, every time they go to a house, Charlie Brown seems to get rocks. Don't know why, but in his bag, his trick-or-treating bag, he always gets rocks. From there, after trick-or-treating, they go back to the pumpkin patch, and Lucy decided to stick around instead of going trick-or-treating for the first time. She decided to stay with Linus. And then the rest of the Peanuts go to visit Linus and Sally in the pumpkin patch, and they see that the great pumpkin has not arrived yet, and they laugh at him. Then Sally sticks up for him, but then she turns to Linus to say, "Where is he?" She has a reputation, and she's like, "Look at all the fun we're missing." So Linus understands, but he's like, "There's nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see with that particular pumpkin patch." Then it skips over to the Halloween party at Violet's house, and they chose Charlie Brown to model for them. So Violet, or one of the other Peanuts characters, has Charlie Brown sit in a chair, and they turn him around as they're facing Lucy. So what they're doing is they're using Charlie Brown's bald head as a model to, because they're drawing on pumpkins instead of carving them, drawing on them to make a jack-o'-lantern face, and they use Charlie Brown's head as the model. After that, they go bobbing for apples. Lucy accidentally grabs the same apple as Snoopy, and she runs away. Then Snoopy has a little dance segment. After that, Snoopy runs into the pumpkin patch, and he rises out of the pumpkin patch, and Linus thinks, "Wow, it's the great pumpkin. He's finally here." He faints. He wakes up, and then he's like, "Did he leave us any toys?" And Sally's like annoyed because she missed trick-or-treating and Halloween. And then everybody, the rest of the Peanuts gang come back to look at Sally and Linus, and then they all leave Linus in the pumpkin patch. And then we fast forward to Linus's house where Lucy's waking up. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and Linus is still not home, so Lucy has to go to the pumpkin patch, bring him home. And then Charlie Brown and Linus meet at their local spot on the brick wall. They talk about how another Halloween has come and gone, and all the mistakes that were made, and how Charlie Brown just got a bag full of rocks. And then the short film ends. Such a great little film. I dec a definite recommendation to anyone who has not seen it yet or is looking for something new to see or want to continue to watch year after year. I forgot to mention in the opening, you have Linus and Lucy going to a pumpkin patch. You get a giant pumpkin, and from there, Lucy goes to carve it, but she has to gut the pumpkin first, as we all do. She stabs the pumpkin in the top, pulls the top off, and then Linus goes, "I didn't know you were going to kill it," and starts crying. And then you have like this little segment with some of the Peanut characters and this great jazz score from Vince Guaraldi. Such an amazing score to go along with this. And Vince Guaraldi does a lot of the audio, the musical parts for all the Peanuts shorts and all their different movies. And the Great Pumpkin actually won couple of awards. It won three Emmy Awards. It won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Children's Program. Sorry, it was nominated for an Outstanding Children's Program, Specialized Classification of Individual Achievement, and then also Special Classification of Individual Achievement. So they it was nominated for three different awards for Charles M. Schulz was nominated, and Charles M. Schulz is the creator of the Peanuts, so in case you were wondering. But like I said, such a great music, such great music, such great storyline. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to worry about anything being too scary or anything like that. Now, there's a fun little fact on the DVD, because this is originally a made for TV holiday special, like Rudolph and everything else, and it had sponsorships. But on the DVD, they don't show the sponsorship segment on the DVD, or the VHS for that matter. On YouTube, they do show, because Great Pumpkin was sponsored by two different companies. The first company that sponsored it was Coca-Cola. In that sponsorship segment, oh, there's a scarecrow with a little banner on it. It says, "Brought to you by the people in your town who bottle Coca-Cola." And the other company that sponsored it was Dolly Madison Cakes. And there was another scarecrow with a banner on it says, "And the folks who bake Dolly Madison Cakes." So those two companies sponsored Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. And it's sad that they didn't include that on the DVD release of it or the VHS release of it. But again, because it was a made for TV holiday special, it makes sense why it's not included in the DVD release of it or the VHS release of it. 25 minutes is an absolute perfect time run time for this. Doesn't have to be any longer, doesn't have to be any shorter. great for young kids, for old kids, everybody in between. So definitely a must watch on the holiday season. Again, folks, thank you so much. I hope you this little description of this great holiday short will entice you to watch it with your own families and make some more memories of your own. Well, folks, another Halloween has come and gone, as in the words of Charlie Brown. Now we get ready for the next holiday, which is Thanksgiving. And we'll see, and maybe do a review or two of a couple of Thanksgiving-inspired or Thanksgiving-themed movies that are in the video store. So let's look around and see what we can find and if there's anything good there. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this All Hallows Eve. We hope that all of you and your families are having a great time with Halloween and you have a lot of fun and make a lot of memories. Also, make sure you're careful with the candy. Make sure, gotta be extra careful and make sure nothing's there, or with the apples too. Now let's see what kind of candies at the video store to go along with this great pumpkin. Ooh, this is interesting. They now have gummy Skittles, so that's good. So I think I'll have that with great pumpkin tonight, along with my pizza and hot chocolate. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us at the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick. I do like movies, and I hope that you like movies too. Again, stick around. Next month, we'll come back with another movie or two, talk about, review, and hopefully entice you to watch it as well. Thank you so much for listening. Good night. Good luck. Happy Halloween, everyone. And we'll see you all next month here at the Video Store. Good night.